Whistleblower website WikiLeaks has released what it says are audio recordings pulled from the emails of the Democratic National Committee. According to WikiLeaks, up to 29 audio files were obtained through hacking and the servers of the Democratic National Committee. In one recording, a supporter of the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton can be heard complaining about the influence of her rival Bernie Sanders in the party. The recordings are the second batch that has rocked the Democratic Party and forced the committee chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, to step down. Joining us now is Stephen Kelly. He's a former NSA contractor, and he joins us via Skype from Los Angeles. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Kelly. Now, first of all, what do you make of the second batch of leaks?
Well, I have to say, not since Al Capone have we seen a criminal that was so hard to put behind bars as we see with Hillary Clinton. But honestly, we've come a long way since J. Edgar Hoover. The FBI now is run by the criminals that he would have certainly been chasing after nowadays.
Right now, Mr. Kelly, when the first batch came out from the WikiLeaks, we saw basically the mainstream media and even the Democratic National Convention not focus on that, but focus more on who is involved in that leak or who's responsible. There was a lot of bashing of Russia, so to speak. However, nobody actually dealt with the revelations itself. Is that what we're going to see in this time around as well?
Well, I think you're basically reaffirming what I just said, that obviously the FBI, as well as the Justice Department, we've seen clearly beyond a shadow of a doubt, are staffed at the highest levels by career criminals who, you know, are been linked to major crimes in the past. And it's just the fact that we all have short memories that we don't remember these things. But, you know, the thing is we're talking about emails involving Hillary complaining about Bernie Sanders doing well. This is silly, because what's really the issue here is Hillary getting flat out caught selling government jobs to the highest bidder through promises of work for donations. And she actually, we have a dead body in response to this. There's a young man who is a DNC staffer who was an IT man who became aware of this, who tried to tell the FBI. Unfortunately, the people that he thought were FBI turned out to be a Clinton hit team. And subsequently, after killing the young man in Washington, D.C., they got into a shootout with the police. Now, the FBI took those people into custody, and we haven't heard anything since. So, Mr. Putin and Edward Snowden, if you have these files, please release them immediately. We need to save the world from Hillary Clinton.
Well, Mr. Kelly, there are those who do say that none of this is really going to make an impact if Bernie Sanders, who is the topic of a lot of these leaks, not going to step up and make this an issue. Do you see it that way?
Well, I'm really glad that you mentioned Bernie Sanders, because, you know, I know that Press TV and most of the Arabic Islamic world has been hoping that Bernie Sanders would save them from this annihilation that Hillary promises. And to see him get up on stage and endorse Hillary, I think, is beyond a stab in the back. Now, I see the media trying to portray the Bernie Sanders supporters, who should be righteously upset, being portrayed now as some sort of thug. But we've also learned through the emails that Hillary has always portrayed the demonstrators and the Soros-paid agitators as Bernie Soros supporters, when in actuality they were all instigated and put into place by the DNC. So, again, the DNC we've seen now is just an arm of the Clinton Foundation, which we all know is a criminal enterprise. And it's just that it's like the country has been taken over by criminals, and the biggest mobster has risen to the top and is able to bribe everybody and extort everybody because of her emails and what's really on those emails into making her president. And this, I'm sure, was something that she had planned when she put those servers in her home.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Stephen Kelly. He's a former NSA contractor, and he's joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Mr. Kelly, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.